Mana, Maloni, Malo Elele, Talofa Lava, Nisan Pulvinaka, Fakalofa Lahiat.
Teama, Pacifica Health.
Praise God for the gift of life. This is Te Ama Radio. Start again.
Okay, can you still hear me? Okay. Recording 1, 2, 3, go.
Praise God for the gift of life. This is the Ama Pacifica House radio program. Every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. Planet FM 104.6. My name is Palefanga Malo Melemelepuka, and I am your information presenter today, Talofa Lava. And before we continue on, as we normally do, we'll open our program with a word of prayer. Thank you, Father God in heaven, for the gift of life. Many people did not wake up this morning, and tonight it will be somebody's last good night. Thank you, God, for giving us the blessings of today. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for your love and protection and for the blessing of waking us up to enjoy this beautiful new day. We thank you for the gift of each other in our lives, the breath of life, and the air that we breathe. Please keep us all safe from this worldwide pandemic. And if there is any one of us who is affected by this COVID-19 diseases, Lord, please, dear Father, forgive us and heal us with the precious blood of Jesus. Grant us your blessings and your protections, dear Lord, and meet each one of us at our needs wherever we may be. For this is thy kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
E taia te feratika, o tātou e, o tātou e, tara 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 ke tī. E taia te feratika, o tātou e, o tātou e, tara 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 ke tī. E taia te feratika,
Ferazica, votando il patto a Aguirre, votando.
Welcome back, Talo Palava, Malolo Soifua, Lisambula Vinaka, Te Ama Pacifica House radio program. And again today, we thank you for each one of us. And our topic today, we're going to be sharing and discuss the hepatitis A, B, and C. So, have a nice comfortable seat, and you may need a nice warm cup of Milo and your blanket around you, and then enjoy this information that we're going to present to you today. And it's called hepatitis A, B, and C. Hepatitis A is an infectious liver disease caused by the hepatitis A virus. It's rare in New Zealand, but more common in developing countries. If you're traveling overseas, ask your doctor if you need the hepatitis A vaccination. The hepatitis A virus is spread by contact with the feces of an infected person. It can be passed on through poor personal hygiene, such as when people don't wash their hands properly, contaminated food, such as from an infected food handler, raw shellfish, commercially prepared salads, fruits, vegetables, and imported frozen berries. Close personal contact, including sexual contact. The most infectious period for hepatitis A is usually from 2 weeks before jaundice, skin yellowing, starts until 1 week after. If you have hepatitis A, you should stay away from school, early childhood center, and work for 7 days from the onset of jaundice. If you caught hepatitis A, it will take 15 to 50 days for the symptoms to develop. Early symptoms of hepatitis A infection can be mistaken for the flu. The usual symptoms are nausea and stomach pain, with jaundice, yellow skin appearing in a few days. Some people, especially children, may have no symptoms at all. As the illness develops, the symptoms are fever, jaundice, yellow discoloration of the eyes and or skin, anorexia, loss of appetite, nausea, abdominal discomfort, malaise, fatigue, feeling tired, dark urine. See your doctor or call Healthline on 0800-611-116. For advice, if you think you might have hepatitis A, there's a blood test which I can check. For disease, there is no specific treatment for hepatitis A. In most cases, your immune system will clear the infection and your liver will completely heal. Treatment options include rest. Hepatitis A can make you tired. Protect your liver. The liver processes medication and alcohol, so avoid alcohol and review any medication with your doctor. Vaccination. Hepatitis A is rare in New Zealand, but if you are planning to travel, you should consider getting immunized. Vaccination against hepatitis A is available at a cost. Talk to your doctor if you are planning travel in high or moderate risk areas or immunization is recommended. High risk area include Africa, Asia, Central and South America, and the Middle East. Moderate risk areas include the Mediterranean, Eastern Europe, including Russia and parts of the Pacific. Food safety. Always wash your hands before eating, handling or preparing food. The Ministry for Primary Industries recommends that you briefly boil any frozen berries before eating them. If you're cooking with berries, make sure that cooking exceeds 85% for at least 1 minute. Simply washing the berries is not enough to deactivate the virus. There are usually long-term issues associated with hepatitis A. Most people recover completely. Rarely, hepatitis A can lead to complications such as liver failure and death. Risk associated with the vaccine. No serious adverse events among children or adults can be attributed to the vaccine. Hepatitis B is caused by a virus which attacks and damages the liver. It's spread by close contact with blood or other body fluids of an infected person. Hepatitis B was a common disease in New Zealand until a vaccine was introduced in the 1980s. Hepatitis B is passed on through close contact with blood and other body fluids from an infected person. Example, from cuts and scratches, sharing toothbrushes, and sex without a condom. Hepatitis B can also be passed on from pregnant women to their babies, usually at birth. If you're pregnant and have hepatitis B, your baby can be given special antibodies to protect them. If you have hepatitis B, you are infectious to several weeks before signs appear, until weeks or months later. Some people are infectious for years. Children who have the disease usually develop a very mild illness, and sometimes they have no sign of illness at all. The illness itself is more serious for adults. Most adults with hepatitis B recover fully. On rare occasions, people don't clear the virus from their blood and continue to carry the virus. Many years later, liver damage and liver cancer may develop. A simple blood test can tell whether you have cleared the virus or if the virus is still in your body. If you have hepatitis B, the symptoms can include nausea, tiredness, dark urine, pale bowel motions, joint and muscle pain, jaundice. Symptoms appear 6 weeks to 6 months after you catch hepatitis B, other 2 to 3 months. There is no specific treatment for hepatitis B. In most cases, your immune system will clear the infection. Treatment options include rest. Hepatitis B can make you tired. Protect your liver. The liver processes medication and alcohol, so avoid alcohol and review any medication with your doctor. immunization, all children in New Zealand can be immunized against hepatitis B. As part of the three childhood immunizations at 6 weeks, 3 months, and 5 months old, vaccine. Make a decision about immunization. Risk associated with hepatitis B. The virus causes liver infection and acute illness. Severe illness is rare in children. Fatalities are rare and are more likely in adults. Some people become carriers of the virus, especially children, 6 in 100. Liver cirrhosis occurs in 1 in 20 carriers. Half of these will die. Liver cancer occurs in 1 in 10 male carriers and in 1 in 20 female carriers and usually leads to death. Risk associated with hepatitis B or hemophilia. Influenza hepatitis B vaccine. Immunization is your choice. If you have questions, talk to your doctor or practice nurse or call the Immunization Advisory Center. Free helpline 0800-IMMUNE 0800-466-863. Babies, if you got hepatitis B and you're pregnant, you can pass the disease on to your baby when they're born. Hepatitis B vaccine and immunology balloon, a blood product with special antibodies, can be given to your baby straight after birth to prevent the baby from becoming infected. That protects almost all babies. The baby then follows the usual national immunization schedule, and a blood test is taken at 9 months to check the baby is protected from hepatitis B. If they're not protected after the two doses of hepatitis B, vaccine may be required. What is hepatitis B? Information for pregnant women. Hepatitis B is a viral infection that affects the liver. When people have this illness, they may be jaundiced, yellowing of the skin and eyes, suffer dryness, loss of appetite, vomiting, stomach upsets and pain, and generally feel unwell. The virus is passed on through close contact with blood or other body fluids, or through sex without condom. Most people recover from hepatitis B and are no longer infectious afterwards. Some people recover from the infection but continue to carry the virus in their blood and can pass it on to others. They are called hepatitis B carriers. Some people have an ongoing infection for longer than 6 months. This is called chronic hepatitis B. The longer the person carries this virus, the more likely they are to have long-term health problems. People with chronic hepatitis B infection may benefit from treatment with antiviral drugs and need a follow-up blood test. In the future, they may develop liver disease, example, liver failure, and liver cancer. If you'd like to find out more about this, ask your doctor for more information. Partners and children of a person who carries the hepatitis B virus can be tested and offered hepatitis B immunization if they have not already been immunized.
Give it up for Naughty by Nature!
But you never look my way. Hey. I'm looking. Can I call me sir too? Looking for her crew. Any drink that this gets a curfew. I put on projects for boots. Step through troops and leave proof. My problem solver name is Spook. I'm hitting woodies in a hoodie. Peace to Josette, Joe Bet, Joe Dojane in every hood, G. That's right, my fight is ill. Peace to L-O-N-S and Quest. Nice and smooth and cypher still. I live in time for hip-hop. This is hip-hop for the day. I give props to hip-hop, to hip-hop for real.
Falava Kia ora ana te ama Pacifica Health Radio Program every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. Planet FM 104.6. Protecting your baby from hepatitis B with immunization. If your blood test is positive for hepatitis B, this indicates that the virus is carried in your blood and the infection can be passed on to your baby during labor or delivery. Your baby can be protected from the virus by giving the hepatitis B vaccine and hepatitis B special antibodies directly after birth is given. These injections will give your baby initial protection from the disease. Both the vaccine and immunology balloon are safe and effective products. Mothers with hepatitis B can breastfeed safely as long as the baby has had immunology balloon and the vaccine. Your baby will also need the usual hepatitis vaccine combined with protection against 5 other diseases at 6 weeks, 3 months, and 5 months of age. This vaccine protects almost all children, 95%, from hepatitis B infection. All immunizations on the national immunization schedule. Talk about this with your family doctor or nurse. At 9 months of age, your baby will be given a blood test to check if your baby is protected against hepatitis B or has been infected with the virus. If your baby is not protected, a further 2 doses of the hepatitis B vaccine may be required. Hepatitis B vaccine is synthetically produced and does not contain blood products. The vaccine is one of the vaccines on the national immunization schedule. The body's immune system fights illness and infections. If an infection enters your body, the immune system makes antibodies from your body's cells to fight the infection. The antibodies remember the infection and protect you from illness in the future. The antibodies is a hepatitis B immunology balloon. Products protect your baby immediately against hepatitis B. The vaccine stimulates the body to make antibodies, but this takes time and will provide long-term protection. What are the risks when you are given a blood product, hepatitis B? As with any medical procedure, blood products such as hepatitis B, immunoglobulin, carry some risks. Some of the risks are severe inflammatory reactions. These are very rare and can be treated. Mild inflammatory reactions, any vaccine injection may cause a rash or rise in temperature. Infection from the injection, however, serious infections from blood products are because of the careful selection and testing of donors. There is currently no alternative treatment available to minimize the risk of your baby catching hepatitis B at birth. the hepatitis B vaccine alone is not as effective as giving birth. Both the hepatitis B vaccine and immunology choline. In the weeks before delivery, women with very high levels of hepatitis B virus in their blood may be offered daily treatment with an antiviral medicine to reduce the level of virus in their blood at delivery. This treatment does not replace the need for their baby to receive immunoglobulin and vaccination. As with any treatment, you have the right to decide whether you want your baby to have this treatment. If you need maternity, a doctor and nurses will discuss this treatment with you and answer your any concerns or questions you may have. If you agree to your baby's receiving the hepatitis B vaccine and hepatitis B shortly after birth and the hepatitis B vaccines at 6 weeks, 3 months, and 5 months of age, your LMC will ask you to sign a consent form to show that you understand and consent to this treatment. Your doctor or nurse keeps record of all the immunizations given to your baby, and they also write them in the back of your child, well child, tamariki ki ora, my health book. Remember to take this book each time your baby is immunized. All childhood immunizations are recorded on the National Immunization Register so that the authorized health professionals can find out what immunizations have been given. It helps them identify people who are due for immunization or who have missed out. Immunization details can be withheld from the register. Withholding this information means your child's doctor will not have access to their immunization records. Please ask your doctor or nurse if you would like more information. Salofa Lava Tiama Pacifica Health Radio program every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. Planet FM 104.6. Hepatitis C is a blood-borne virus that affects your liver and can cause liver disease and liver cancer. There is highly effective treatment for hepatitis C. Hepatitis C is a blood-borne disease that causes inflammation of the liver. Many New Zealanders have hepatitis C and don't know it. Hepatitis C can remain symptomatic, show no symptoms for decades. If diagnosed early, a person is able to make lifestyle changes that may help delay the onset of serious complications or undertake treatment to cure the disease. People who are at increased risk of the hepatitis C virus include those who have ever injected drugs, ever received a tattoo or body piercing using unsterilized equipment, had a blood transfusion before 1992, ever lived or received medical treatment in a high-risk country, ever been in prison, been born to a mother with hepatitis B. If you were infected with hepatitis C from blood or blood products received through the New Zealand blood supply before 27 July 1992, you may be eligible for a one-time vaccine. Work in progress for improving hepatitis prevention and treatment service in New Zealand. Hepatitis B is a blood-borne virus that attacks the liver and can lead to cancer. Hepatitis C affects approximately 45,000 New Zealanders, but because symptoms often don't show for many years, thousands may be unaware they have it. Hepatitis C is the leading cause of liver transplantation and the second leading cause of liver cancer in New Zealand. It is estimated around 1,000 people currently contract the virus every year and more than 200 die from it. People at risk of hepatitis C include those who have hepatitis C inflammation of the liver. The reuse or inadequate sterilization of medical equipment, especially syringes, needles, is healthcare settings. The incubation period for hepatitis C ranges from 2 weeks to 6 months following initial infection. Approximately 80% of people do not exhibit any symptoms. Those who are acutely symptomatic may exhibit fever, fatigue, decreased appetite, and vomiting, abdominal pain, dark urine, paresthesia, joint pain, and jaundice. There is no effective vaccine against hepatitis C, so prevention depends on reducing the risk of exposure to the virus in healthcare settings and in higher risk populations. This includes people who inject drugs and men who infected with. So primary prevention interventions recommended safe and appropriate use of healthcare injections, safe handling and disposal of sharps and waste.
patronize. Don't patronize me. 'Cause I can't make you love me if you don't. You can't make your heart feel something it won't. Here in the dark, in these final hours, I will lay down my heart and I feel the power, but you won't. No.
Pacifica Health Radio program every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. I'm thanking you all to our beautiful listeners for listening in. My name is Falefanga Malo Melemelepuka, and we will meet again according to God's will next week, same time, Planet FM 104.6. God bless you all.
do, do, do.